Was there anything revolutionary or transformative about the history that is packaged up in this artificial limb? The second part of the question is, does it capture or reflect an important moment? If so, what? The first question, was there anything revolutionary or transformative about the history that is packaged up in this object? I think it is that man has an incredible amount of innovative skills that were not then, to over 200 years ago, widely recognized and broadcast as they might be today. If one can contrast the knowledge that we have, for instance, of the Blade Runners and Oscar Pistorius's Olympic performance with his amazing artificial limbs, perhaps the Uxbridge leg to begin with was not widely available because of expense. And it was very innovative because it was comfortable, it was masterly fashioned by craftsmen, and it was a limb that moved appropriately with flexion at the knee. And every time a step forward was taken, there was a mechanism whereby the foot was dorsiflexed so that the toes would not catch on cobbled streets. This was all done by a system of pulleys operated through kangaroo tendon. So it is, I suppose, a revolutionary article. Transformative, not particularly in the early stages, but one has to remember that this limb, or a model similar to it, known as the Anglesey leg, was used right up until the first year of the Great War in 1914. And before this amazing and expensive prosthesis was made for a member of the aristocracy who'd been wounded, he had something called a clapper leg, which was probably a very crude sort of peg leg thing, which made a noise when he walked along. So it was revolutionary. It was limited to a few people, but later became widely available to men who'd lost limbs in the later wars. Does it capture or reflect an important moment? I think it does. I think it reflects on, although it's he was, as I say, a member of the aristocracy and commander of the cavalry at Waterloo, it does remind us of the human cost of conflict. Many men who lost their legs in these wars would not be able to afford to buy an artificial leg. Some of them probably had village carpenters who would make them a simple peg leg that could be strapped on with a sort of bucket to receive the stump of the removed limb. But those who had to apply to the commissioners of Chelsea as outpatient pensioners could wait 10 to 15 years before their limb was provided. I suppose the leg also reflects a badge of courage, particularly if the owner of whatever quality artificial limb was available was a member of the local community. He would have been awarded a pension, at least of up to a shilling a day for this, and would have been known as a Waterloo hero in a village. And providing his mental status was coping with the loss of a limb, it reflected on this man's courage and sacrifice.